I'm continuing the anchor story, and I'm intending to make 10 key points about my first impression of the second version of the Anchor Audio app. Yep, so this will be perhaps 10 minutes long, and it'll be in bite-sized chunks. And also it'll be a bit of a splurge, but I do have a bit of paper in front of me for, unusually, for me, I've actually made some notes. Why? Because this is peculiarly important to me. And I won't bother explaining that. But first impressions of the very, very different experience, the version 2 of the audio app, Anchor. Okay, first impressions. Number one, it's a great place for amateurs and aspiring professionals to practice their communication skills. It's not particularly a place where very experienced audio users would find the best place to practice their communication skills, because they would practice their communication skills on their own place. The unique selling proposition of this particular app, I think, is that it fits in the space for serious amateurs and aspiring professionals. That's it. In terms of communication skills, I think having structure to what you want to say is particularly important. Rambling conversations probably don't work half as well. Flagging ahead how long the piece of audio is likely to be is more important than ever. And I must admit that has influenced me already. For example, the way in which I started this particular piece of audio was by telling the listeners how long it was going to be, and also deliberately saying it'll be in bite-sized chunks. So here's the first place that you can stop, because, I haven't finished on this particular point. It's very handy, for example, to practice the art of speech making. And because there's a way on it to get some feedback, short bits of feedback, which come to you when people respond, record their response and send them to you, and those bits of feedback you get, you can put out publicly or you can put out privately, which is a very handy, easy distinction that you have to make. And it is also particularly motivating. And that's a USP, actually. That is a USP. In fact, that's a more important USP than the other one that I mentioned. Because, for example, you can't do it on Audioboo. You can't give somebody a piece of talk back, a piece of feedback, a piece of, hey, your audio inspired me to think X, Y, and Z, or as a result of listening to your audio, I went out and, you know, I had a cup of coffee with a friend. You know, so there, that's the end of part one. Part two, hopefully, will not be so long. Part two is that niche is everything. Focus more important than ever. Paying attention to the numbers of listeners or responses that you get, best to pay no attention to that. These are my first impressions. Quality, very, very concentrate on quality, the quality of what you have to, the sounds you want to share. Humanity. My first impression is that the thing that is different and will be different is making audio which sounds like it comes from a human being who, if you met them for a cup of coffee, they'd be the same kind of person. It's quite challenging to think, what is my niche going to be? End of part two. Now, this is part three I'm coming to now. So part three. And after all, there will be, I have 9 points written down, so there will be 9 of these. And I'm going to put them all out in one piece of audio. It's the whole app itself is impressively complex. A lot of hard work has been done to put it together, and a lot of hard work is needed moving forward. If it was simple, the work moving forward probably wouldn't be so hard. By hard, I really mean time-consuming. I don't necessarily mean extraordinarily imaginative, but it's very improvable, very improvable. It's also another impressive feature is, I'm not sure whether this is the place to put this in, is that the founder, the co-founder, Michael Mignano, has started to use it to do a music program. The biggest advantage I came across recently as an idea, the biggest advantage in getting feedback on how to develop a social something, a piece of software moving forward, is to use it, but use it as a vital part of your own business, whatever your business is, and not necessarily to do user testing in the traditional way. The best form of user testing is genuine user testing, and using it for the big purpose that you want to use it for, rather than just testing the technical features on the thing. So that's the end of part three. Call-ins, this is the bit of feedback that you get from people, are great to get. Yes, they're very, very motivating. They're a terrific feature. Also, they allow for private messaging. Really good. 1 minute, you know, here's a call-in which is not for publication. Bang, 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 bang. And the other person can do that. It brings up for me, though, comparison with WhatsApp, where you don't have such a limit at all. And in terms of getting feedback about something, it might be a very good thing to encourage somebody who is willing to give you some feedback on Anchor to come across onto WhatsApp, where they can give you much more longer feedback, easier to take in feedback, easier to clarify feedback. WhatsApp would be a handy development on from it. That's the end of point four. Point five is that storytelling. The 5-minute feature on it is very, very useful for storytelling. It's never been a longer 5 minutes. I'm used to making much longer audios, and this is already 8 minutes long, and I haven't noticed the time flying past, but on version 2 of Anchor, which this is all about, the 5 minutes both flies by and demands a lot of time. Very good for playing long pieces of music. Again, here it reminds me of Spotify in some ways. Sharing particular types of music in good long chunks, whole tracks, whole arias in my case. Better, though, Spotify is better in terms of you can share playlists on Spotify, but you cannot get feedback from other people about your music via Spotify. So in that sense, I'm very attracted to version 2 of Anchor. That's end of point 5. Point 6 now is the ratio of listeners to presenters on version 2 of Anchor will be the same as everywhere else. That's the first impression I have. In other words, most people will listen. Most people who have an account will listen. They'll never give feedbacks, callbacks. They will never present anything themselves. But that's to be expected and normal, and I'm used to that. So. Point number 7 now, getting to the last three I have written down. Point 7 is you need patience, yes. You need patience and you need speed. Patience to, after you've finished recording something, You were waiting for it to be uploaded because I certainly had a natural wish to see the uploaded piece of audio there on in my there so that other people could listen to it and whatever. Also, you need patience because you may never get any feedback, you may never get any call-ins. And it can be a long wait if you're paying attention to, oh my God, I hope somebody's going to do it. Somebody's going to say something. And that's human, you know. I think you need to be fast because the whole thing is very time consuming, potentially. Certainly at the beginning, it feels very time consuming. It seems to me that there might be some tricks and some basically workarounds which would enable somebody to get the most out of it. But it's very time consuming. And it's also very time consuming to listen to other people's audios because you start off listening to the oldest one and I want to listen to their latest stuff. Apart from anything else, their oldest stuff may not. It will never be half as interesting to me as what they've just done because there's a good chance of being able to connect with it much better. Okay, point eight, second last one, penultimate. It's hard not to compare it with and contrast it with, on the one hand, the A1 app, the Anchor version number one app. Secondly, with other apps and other ways of achieving the same purpose. Yeah. In relation to the A1 app, I have already invested a lot in what we call over there the community. I have emotional loyalty. In terms of brand, I have emotional rather than transactional loyalty to Anchor A1. The time I've invested there has been huge. So, and I've invested, you know, comparatively speaking, almost no time in version 2. I have a lot of intellectual property, if you like, over on A1. And I don't feel that, and I have a way of, you know, owning that intellectual property. It won't disappear. I don't feel at this stage terribly confident that anything I create on version 2 will be there. So the feeling that it is intellectual property is much weaker. Point nine, it's very North American, and that's the same as the A1 version. It'll be a huge challenge to bring this app to global use, but there are so many people in the United States and Canada that, frankly, it may not matter very much to do that, but it certainly will never, ever get to be used in the phenomenally big way that Facebook has become global, is my impression. Although, first of all, Facebook must have seemed like, oh, this is just for students, and maybe it's only just for students in one university. It has much in common with Anchor version 1 from the point of view of cross-cultural. I myself am very interested in audio communication as a cross-cultural communication, cross-cultural education. This will also be valuable. I mean, already in a few minutes, if you like, of my time there, I have got a lot more exposure to North American ways. What I haven't yet got a handle on is whether it's just East Coast and West Coast, or whether there are a whole load of people in the area where Donald Trump is most supported. Okay, there's nine. I have others to give. I don't know what they are, but that's certainly enough. 9 in 14 minutes. Okay. Thank you very much for listening. And I kind of doubt that I will give much more feedback on my first impressions, since they are my first impressions. And all my other impressions will be second impressions. But it was only yesterday afternoon that I got hold of a device and I began to communicate using Anchor version 2. Up until then, I have a load of other people's first impressions, a huge amount of it, most of which I haven't remembered, but have undoubtedly influenced me in some way or other, set my expectations. So there we are. Thank you very much for listening. All the best. Bye.